continue stimulating discussions on current affairs. Discover the best of news and current affairs. Primetime on TBS EFM.
Well, baseball season is over, and for a lot of Korean fans, a lot of you probably miss it very badly. Well, last Monday, there was a bit of a treat for the fans, as well as the players. The KBO Award ceremonies took place in Seoul, and the starting pitcher for the Doosan Bears, Dustin Nippert, was named the most valuable player of the 2016 KBO season. He had another brilliant year and, of course, carried his team to victory in the Korean Series, the second straight year that Doosan has won the championship. So very pleased to have joining us a very special guest tonight on the line, Dustin Nippert of the Doosan Bears. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, first of all, congratulations on winning the MVP award. And we know here in Korea, there's, you could say unofficially, a little bit of a higher bar that the foreign players have to kind of cross to be named an MVP. We've only had a few in history, Tyrone Woods, Daniel Rios, both of the Doosan Bears, and of course, more recently, Eric Thame. So just winning this award, I guess your basic thoughts on that honor?
Honestly, I feel like it's just, it's kind of put me in the spotlight over myself and over my teammates and stuff. But honestly, I feel like I accomplished this award by being on such a great team and with such a great group of guys. I mean, I feel like, yeah, I get the award, but I feel like at the same time, it's just like a testament to my teammates and how well we did this season.
Well, speaking of that, because you were the defending champions and you've been a part of the team for quite a while. You're the longest tenured pitcher currently standing. I think you're tied for the most longest tenured foreign player on one team in the KBO. And you've been through some of the lean years, right? I mean, you've had playoff success, but you've also had teams that maybe weren't quite as good. What do you think... coming into this season, being the defending champs, the influx of talent, did you feel confident that you guys had a pretty good shot to win the title this year?
I mean, I never looked too far ahead into the future, but I definitely knew coming into this season we had a really good team. And my whole thoughts were, as long as we didn't get too overly confident and just went out there and played every day, I knew we would be okay. But other teams, they also made a lot of moves last season to make themselves better. I mean, NC made a lot of moves, right, and stacked up their roster and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, I knew as long as we stayed within ourselves and didn't try to do too much and just went out there and had fun and just competed, and we would be fine. And I think we did just that.
The 90-plus wins, pretty surprisingly easy time in the Korea Series where you basically dominated the NC Dinos, and a lot of people were kind of saying, well, I guess it was pretty much destined to kind of be this way as far as the dominance. At the award ceremony, when you did receive the MVP, you did mention one guy, Yang Yi-ji, the star catcher of the Doosan Bears, and I know that for baseball players all over the world, that battery connection, how you connect with a catcher is pretty important to your success. You often think, well, cultural differences, language differences might make it difficult for a Korean catcher and an American pitcher. How deep is that connection, and how much do you think that did contribute to your success, your friendship and also your chemistry with Yang?
Well, I think on and off the field, me and Yang get along very well. I mean, coming over here, like you said, I mean, I had my reservations. I mean, I wasn't going to be able to speak to my catcher like I do in the States because I'm not fluent in Korean and he's not fluent in English. But I honestly felt like we just kind of clicked. I mean, he caught my first bullpens when I first came here, and then he caught me in my first couple games, and he saw my strengths. But then he also saw my weaknesses, which I thought was good, and that kind of helped me. We would talk through a translator how my strengths would help me here, but then also stuff that I needed to work on, because I mean, when I came here, I was really slow to the plate, and if that was going to be the case, then guys were just going to be stealing bases all day and not give him a chance to throw guys out and stuff. But honestly, I feel like the first couple months of the season, my first year, we just clicked and we just hit it off. And I mean, he does a tremendous job behind the plate, and he does a tremendous job also, like, that people don't see. They see the games and stuff like that, but him and our other catchers, Se-yuk and Jae-hoon, they also put in a tremendous amount of work and away from the field. I mean, they're in there watching video. They're doing their work on the side before the games and stuff. So, I mean, I feel like our catching coach and our catchers do a tremendous job of handling the pitchers in general. So, I mean, when EG needs a day off, the other guys can step in without a seamless transition. But EG is definitely the captain of the catchers, and I feel like he's definitely the best catcher in Korea, and he's probably one of the best catchers I've ever pitched to in my career. So, I mean, my hat's off to him, and I just honestly, there's no way I would have got this award if he wasn't my catcher and we didn't have the bond like we do.
Obviously, and it's important to have that connection, and you attribute a lot of your success to that. But, I mean, the stats speak for themselves. The season you had this year, you've been one of the top pitchers in the KBO for a number of years, but there were sometimes a couple of years ago where people were kind of wondering, well, how much does he have left in the tank? Where do you think you turned the corner? Last year's playoff performance obviously was brilliant, and it led up through this dominating 2016 season. Do you think it was just a matter of health and getting healthy to where you are right now as the MVP of the KBO?
Honestly, I felt like, I mean, this is going to sound weird, but mm-hmm. I mean, I honestly felt like being hurt last year helped me a lot and realize the player who I was and where I wanted to be, because I felt like before I got hurt, I kind of took it for granted a little bit. I was out there every fifth day, I was pitching, and it was just kind of, I was just kind of like stagnant and I was working hard and doing my stuff, don't get me wrong, but I was just like complacent, I guess. And then when I got hurt, I realized like, oh, well, like this can be taken away from me at any time. Like I'm one injury away from being out of baseball and stuff like that. So just coming back from being hurt and the work I had to put into, because I would get healthy, then I got hurt again, and I got healthy, and I got hurt again. It happened a couple times last year, so it really made me like realize that, wow, this is something I really want to do, so I need to take care of myself. But also, at the same time, I want to have fun with teammates, and I feel like I say that a lot. But I honestly, baseball is a game, and I love baseball, and I love that I get to do this, and I'm very blessed to be able to play this game and stuff like that. But I don't know when it's going to end, so I definitely just go out there now and just have fun. I mean, I do my work. In between my starts, I feel like those are my work days. And when I take a field to pitch, that's my fun day. And I get to go out there and enjoy it with my teammates and just have fun. I look around, and those guys are playing great defense behind me. They're scoring great runs. And it's just a good time. And I just try to soak it all in.
Yeah, that love of baseball, and I know it's been, I suppose, a part of your life since you were a little kid, coming from a small town in West Virginia. I know you had some stints with the Diamondbacks, with the Texas Rangers, even on the Rangers playoff roster that year. They made it to the World Series, was it 2010? I think.
Yeah.
But you took a winding path. You landed in Korea. I heard that initially that when you were thinking of going overseas, you were also in talks with the Yomiuri Giants of the Nippon Professional Baseball League going to Japan. They're like the New York Yankees of that country. Do you think your life would have been a lot different if you ended up going to Yomiuri and playing in Tokyo instead of Seoul?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't know if I would have turned out the same, if it would have been more uphill, more downhill. I don't know. And but I honestly... just I'm very lucky, very happy that Doosan still had a roster spot open when I was still looking for a job, because that off season I got taken off the roster kind of unexpectedly by Texas, and I was looking for I was out of a job, and I was honestly, I wanted to play in the major leagues. I wanted to feel like I could do that still, but I just, no team would give me a major league offer. And then Doosan contacted my agent, but I didn't know anything about Korea. He didn't know anything about Korea, so we were kind of hesitant at first. So we kind of just talked to them a little bit, and we were still looking in the States. And then also, then Yomiuri contacted us, and I did. I signed a contract with Yomiuri, and then I guess, I don't know how it works there, but they took my contract and another starting pitcher's contract to the owner, and he chose the other starting pitcher over me. And that's how I ended up not going to Yomiuri. But then, so that was in like late December, early January. So I called my agent. I was kind of panicking, like, hey, call the team in Korea and see if they still need a pitcher. And luckily they did. They still had a roster spot open, and signing that contract I feel like was a blessing, and I was glad that they still needed me, and ever since I've been here I feel like it's just been great.
Yeah, and I know these are questions that when you have an American player playing in Korea, you've probably been asked a billion times, but the adjustment to Korean culture, to the Korean way of playing baseball, even from how they do practices, how they do warm-ups, I know that was an adjustment period, but you seem to have pretty much, I suppose, acclimated to everything now. Would you say that being in Korea is a pretty comfortable situation? Because I know a lot of pitchers and a lot of players, they have stints in Korea, but their eyes are still on the major leagues. You've played Major League Baseball. Is that still something that, just as a player, just wanting to play on the biggest stage, something that's still in your ambitions?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, it would have to be, that was just like something I would just have to see the contract and weigh the pros and cons and stuff like that. But when I came to Korea, I mean, my first year, I mean, everything we getting acclimated was a little bit different because, like you said, the stretching, the running, the working out, everything was different than in the States. So that was kind of an adjustment. But honestly, I feel like I'm very lucky because the coaches, the training staff, they were really open to me coming here and kind of letting me adjust on at my own pace, where I know there's other teams and foreign players. I know I've had friends play on other foreign teams, and they say it wasn't like that. Like, they had to do everything the coaches said. They had to do what the manager said. They had to do all the practices, everything like that, where Doosan, I mean, I wanted to do that with them, but there were some things that I wasn't physically able to do because of how early spring training is and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then after my success my first year, the coaches were really good about it, and they were just like, hey, just be ready for opening day next season. They saw that I did the work, and I wasn't going to slack, and I didn't need a babysitter because this is my job, and I take it seriously. And when it's time to work out, it's time to work out. When it's time to run, it's time to run, and stuff like that. So I feel like Doosan does a great job with their foreign players and letting us come here, kind of acclimate ourselves, and get ready at our own pace, and it doesn't burn us out. And then when it's time to perform, we're ready to go.
You've played through quite a number of years in Korea, probably through the old era of Samsung Lions dominance when they were winning Korea Series seemingly every single year. It does seem like we're on the cusp of this Doosan Bears dynasty. The talent level's still there. You haven't lost a lot of key players. And I know officially, foreign players are signed to one-year contracts, and it's a negotiation process every offseason. I know this is probably something that you're going to want to keep close to your vest, but do you foresee yourself in a Doosan Bears uniform spring training next season?
Honestly, I mean, I'm kind of glad you asked that, because after the awards banquet and stuff like that, people were asking me the same thing, and then today I kind of woke up and I was kind of taken back a little bit because somebody in the Doosan front office was talking to the media and was saying how I'm just kind of like money hungry and making me look bad to the media, and saying that if Doosan didn't sign me back, that no other team would. And when I go home in the off season, I just ignore all Doosan calls and I just tell them to deal with my agent. Where this whole article was completely false, and I never one time have told Doosan never to contact me. I've never one time said you have to pay me a lot of money now. I've never one time said that. But I don't know who would say that and who was trying to make me look bad. And it kind of honestly upset me because I'm completely opposite of that. I love my teammates. I love it here. And yes, this is my first choice to come back to. I would love to come back to Doosan. But I mean, it's just like any other job. I mean, when you're good at your job, you make more than other guys. I mean, that's just how business works. When you're good at your job and you did a good job one year, you get a pay raise the next year and stuff like that. But I don't want anything that I don't deserve. So I just want to throw that out there now. And I don't have any of this high expectations of I'm going to break the bank and all this kind of stuff. I don't. On the other hand, I know what other players are making, and I know what's fair. So I just want fans to know that and not look bad at me because of what this article said, because it's completely false, and I completely disagree with all of it.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely thank you for that. Oftentimes, you got sports writers, you don't know where their sources are coming from, what the motivations of the guys who are supposedly talking about this are. So it's definitely great that you were able to correct the record there, and hopefully the people listening, the baseball fans, the Doosan fans, know that's where your true heart is at. And so no matter what, we do wish you the best of luck. I know you're going to make the best decision for yourself, as well as, of course, hopefully for everyone else involved. But we want to wish you the best of luck and hope to have you back again soon. Thanks a lot for joining us, Dustin.
All right, well, thank you very much. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
If that's okay?
Sure.
I also would like to say, I mean, I really appreciate the fans, but also there is a lot of negativity out there going pointed towards my wife, and I really don't understand that. It really upsets me and stuff like that. And I just want people to know that we do read these, and it does hurt. And when somebody talks about somebody that I love very much like this, it really hurts. So yeah. We're taking steps now to talk to the police. All the rules here are different here in Korea because she's honestly being harassed for no reason, and it needs to stop. And I kind of just kept putting it off, but it needs to stop. I mean, she's being harassed, and it's unnecessary, and it's just a bunch of people just bringing negativity to something that is so positive. And I just want to say that the rules are different here in Korea, and if you think you're gonna get away with saying bad things on the internet and stuff like that, you're not, because we've talked to the police, we've talked to lawyers now, and they're on the social media and network and stuff like that, and they're tracking these people down. And I just want to say thank you to the police and thank you to the lawyers that we've talked to for help take care of this and help us bring some positivity back to our life.
All right. Well, we definitely thank you for bringing that to our attention, too, and hopefully everyone listening also keeps what you say in mind as well. Dustin, again, thank you very much for joining us. Hope to have you back again soon.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too. That was our special guest, Dustin Nippert, MVP of the KBO from the Tucson Bears.